This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With high capital expenses and low profit margins, a proposed transfer tax could be much worse for farmers and ranchers than the estate tax. Clifton Larson Allen CPA firm principal Paul Niefer says the Biden administration is putting out misleading numbers to justify the idea of the transfer tax.
The USDA came out with an announcement saying 98% of farm families would not be affected by the transfer tax. So that's because 98% of their farmers in their database do not make a living from farming. You know, it's a hobby farm or it's, you know, the doctor in town and so on.
Niefer says for those farmers who do make their living off farming, the transfer tax is a terrible idea.
Almost all the farmers I deal with would be negatively impacted by this transfer tax. And I know Texas A&M did a study. I think others have done a study, and they think the average tax probably on an average farm family would be close to $1 million.
But does the transfer tax stand a chance of passing?
Now, this is me with my crystal ball, which is very cloudy. I think there's enough angst by Democratic senators and representatives in farm country that I think the proposal related to farming and closely held businesses likely will not go through.
For now, Niefer says don't change anything, but certainly get on the phone and urge Congress to reject the transfer tax.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.